Tell your children not to walk my way. Tell your children not to hear my words, what they mean, what they say, mother.
That's Glenn Danzig's advice for moms. But what advice did your mom give you? It's a Mother's Day. It's a Mother's Day conversation style in just a moment.
Join KUOW for the 2013 Seattle International Film Festival, May 16th through June 9th. Now in its 39th year, SIFF is the largest film festival in the United States, showcasing 447 films from 85 countries this year. Learn more on the events page at KUOW.org.
A sunny Friday afternoon in Seattle, 71 degrees, just clicked up to 72, and we're expecting to make it up to 78. Expect a clear sky overnight with a low in the mid-50s. Tomorrow, Saturday, we're going to get up to 75, partly sunny with a chance of rain in the evening.
KUOW and Ben Arroyo Hall present National Geographic Live's In Search of the Ancient Maya, featuring speaker William Saturno, May 19th through the 21st at Ben Arroyo Hall. Learn more on the events page at KUOW.org.
1240. I'm Bernard Wallet. You know that massive explosion last month at a fertilizer plant in the town of West Texas? There's been an arrest in that case, a paramedic who was one of the first on the scene. More about that in the news at 1.
From KUOW, I'm Ross Reynolds. Sunday is Mother's Day. Time to consider the advice our mothers gave us, both good and bad.
Mom, 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 mom.
What did your mom tell you that proved to be so wise, so prescient that you always keep that advice with you? Or what advice did your mom give you that turned out terribly? I'm at 206-543-5869. That's 206-543-KUOW, 800-289-5869. Right. Conversation at KUOW.org. Ace intern Hannah Byrne went out onto the not-so-mean streets of Seattle to try to collect some pearls of wisdom passed down from mother to child.
The only advice my mother gave me was to suck it up. And that's the best and the worst.
Play by the rules, which was actually a pretty good advice.
The worst advice, don't get tattoos. Which I have a couple of.
Tomorrow's another day.
If you can dream it, do it. She didn't always give that example, but it's still in the back of my mind.
Worst advice is don't talk to strangers. I think that I learn a lot of good things from strangers.
Worst advice was to go ahead and marry my first wife.
My mom told me, and it always rings true to this day, that the wheels of justice may grind slow, but they grind exceedingly fine. And I love that quote.
What's the advice you're going to thank your mother for this Sunday? And what's the advice she gave you you're probably not going to mention at all, except on the air right now by calling us at 206-543-5869. Worst or best mom's advice is the conversation.
Smile and say thank you.
Always listen to that still, small voice. And she also told me, be careful what you say, because once you say it, you can't take it back.
You can protect yourself against a thief, but you cannot protect yourself against a liar.
Mother's Day is Sunday. Best and worst advice. Aaron wrote, don't overthink it was the best advice she got. Michael wrote, make sure you marry someone who makes you laugh. Amy wrote regarding her father's baldness, grass doesn't grow on a busy street. That's something her mother always said about her dad. And Julie's favorite mom saying, if at first you don't succeed, look in the wastebasket for directions. Yeah, that's what Mama said. What else did she say? Give us a call, 206-543-5869, 206-543-KUOW. For Mom's Day, best or worst advice she ever gave you? Or what's that saying that she always has or had that will stick with you forever? Let's go to Ward, listening today on First Hill. Ward, what about your mom?
My mom's advice was, don't lick the knife.
Did you follow the advice?
No, if we cut a piece of cake or made a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, my brother and I always licked the knife.
So she
finally, when I was about 50, one day I licked the knife and I did cut my tongue.
And you finally, at age 50, realized your mom's advice was good.
Yeah, mom knew best.
Yeah, were you able to tell her that?
No, because she would say, I told you so.
So you never admit it was good advice.
No.
Hey, it's Mother's Day on Sunday. If you're still around, Ward, you know, maybe tell her it was a good advice.
I will tell my mother the story. Thank you.
Okay, great. Ward, thanks for your phone call. Let's go over to Woodinville. We've got Ben on the line right now. Best and worst mother's advice that you ever got, Ben?
Yeah, my mom always – I grew up with four sisters, and my mom always said, do not attribute to malice that which is adequately explained through ignorance.
Ah, so don't think people are mean when they might just be stupid.
No. When I might not know the full the fullness of the situation in my own ignorance, I should not blame it on anybody else's ill intent.
Oh, I see. So your own ignorance might be why you're implying that there's bad intent.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Great advice. Hey, Ben, thanks for sharing it with us. What about your mom? What was the great advice that she gave you or the worst advice that she gave you? Garth is listening to us today in Ballard. Garth, what did you hear from your mom?
Well, I grew up with three sisters and myself, and we would be arguing about something, and my mother would get really frustrated, and she would, because we'd be complaining about it, and she'd say, don't buddy your bread and lay in it.
Don't buddy your bread and lay in it. I don't understand that. Did you understand it?
You buttered your bread, now lay in it. There
oh,
you go. You
okay.
Buttered your bread, now lay in it.
You made your bed, now sleep in it.
Yeah, and it was. She never realized she was saying it. It was just hysteric and funny because we had tormented her so bad we finally got her to be completely incoherent.
Oh, that's cruel.
We had fun.
You buttered your bread, now lay in it. Hey, thanks a lot for sharing that with us. We're talking about your mom's best or worst advice or indelible saying. 206-543-5869. Did your mother tell you not to go to that party? Was that the best advice that you ever got from her? And did you obey it, or did you go to that party and did terrible things happen? We're at 206-543-5869. What'd your mom tell you? What was the best or worst advice? Carmen, mom's unforgettable line, gimme, gimme, got shot last night, please and thank you, brought him back. Carmen adds, morbid or what? Kristen's mom always said, life isn't fair, and Kristen hated that one, and said, gotta be fast. It was every man for himself in our household. Writes Kristen. You've been calling us all day with some great things that your mother's told us. Here's some of them.
Happy it up. Even if you don't feel happy, you go out there and happy it up and look happy and act happy. And, you know, it works.
My mother used to say, you can pick your friends and you can pick your nose. You should never pick your friend's nose.
Different does not equal wrong. And I remembered that my whole life. And I pass it on to my children. So, thanks, Mom.
If you can't do the time, don't do the crime.
Make your own mistakes, not someone else's.
Happy it up. Mom's best and worst advice, 206-543-5869. Michelle's listening to us today in Greenwood. Michelle, what'd you always hear from your mom?
One of the best things that my mom told me that I recognize now as an adult is that I should always make an effort to present myself well, or that first impressions were important. And when she told me this as a teenager, with pink hair and piercings, I thought, this is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. But as an adult, it just makes such a difference in my working life. And every day when I look at myself in the mirror and I get ready for work, I have to thank her for where I'm at, for actually realizing that first impressions do make a difference.
So you've looked in the mirror some days and gone, and those words from Mom were resonating in your head.
I sit there and I think, well, I better brush my hair today. I better put on a button-up. It makes a difference. People treat you differently in the workplace when you dress to impress. And I always thought it was the silliest thing, but I know now that it matters.
It's true. Michelle, thanks for calling. And sometimes that great advice that your mother had for you, you didn't even know it was great advice. Maybe you thought it was the worst advice in the world. Why should I put on a face for the public? Why don't I be myself? And then you found out Mom was right. 206-543-5869. That's 206-543-KUOW, 800-289-5869. You can write to us, conversation@KUOW.org.
Just
especially for all the mamas in the house. First thing I remember knowing was a lonesome whistle blowing and a youngin's dream of growing up to ride on a freight train leaving town, not knowing where I'm bound. The one to steer me right, but mama tried. The one and only rebel child from a family making miles. My mama seemed to know what lay in store. Despite all my Sunday learning, toward the bad I kept on turning, till mama couldn't hold me anymore. And I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but mama tried. Mama tried, mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. Me to blame, cause mama tried.
Yeah, Merle never listened to mom's advice. And look what happened to him. He ended up in jail, but later became a huge country star. So maybe it was good advice. 206-543-5869, 800-289-5869. Your mom's best or worst advice, what was it?
My name is Greg, and I grew up in a drafty old house in Seattle. I would say, it's freezing in here. And she would say, put on a sweater.
She said, if you want to maintain your self-respect and your independence, don't ever let yourself become financially dependent on a husband, on your parents, your siblings, the government, the church, your community, or your friends.
She said to me, son, whether you realize it or not, about every third person you pass on the street today is an honest to God hero. Never. Ever bend over in a dress.
Mom's advice. What was the best? What was the worst? Tinker wrote to say, I do not ever recall any bad advice. The best advice I remember, never pass on an opportunity to use the bathroom. John is listening to us today in Edmonds. I guess we lost John. We're going to go to Debbie instead of that. Debbie, thanks a lot for calling us today. What's the best or worst advice you ever got from your mom? Deanie, excuse me.
Oh, well, here I am. And my mom always said, never write in a letter anything you wouldn't want to see on the front page of the newspaper. And that was long before email, but I'm really glad she gave me that advice because every time I get ready to hit send, I take another look.
Did you follow that advice, Deanie?
Mostly. Once in a while, I've messed up, and when I have, I've lived to regret it.
So mom was right. You wrote a letter. You wrote in a letter something you would have been embarrassed to see in a newspaper, for example. It came back and bit you?
Yes, indeed.
Oh, what was it? What happened?
I don't remember exactly. I think it's probably happened more than once. But, yes, there were times when I didn't listen to her, and it always bit me.
Think twice, press send once.
Yes, exactly.
Hey, Deanie, thanks for calling us. Let's go to Bellingham. We've got Augustine on the line. We're talking about our moms today, specifically the best or worst advice we ever got from them. Augustine, how about yours? Yes, what's the best or worst advice you ever got?
Growing up, my mother always said that success would be the greatest form of revenge. And she's an incredible woman, and she always defined success with well-being. So
yeah.
As long as you take care of yourself and you do you, that can be in the faces of anyone who hurts you. So.
Hey, thanks a lot, Augustine. Let's go to Katie, who's listening to us today in Tacoma. Katie, good afternoon. Tell us the best or worst advice you ever got from your mom.
Hi. My mom always used to say to me, it will get better. And it was very simple, but she was so right. Whether I was having trouble in middle school with bullies or something or going through a really difficult divorce, it always did get better.
Hey, thanks a lot for sharing that with us. We're talking about our moms, kind of a prelude to Mother's Day. We got this from Angela, whose mom used to tell her, don't cry over something money can fix. Roxanne wrote on our Facebook page, mom always told her that when she was little, pretty is as pretty does. Kay's mom used to say, ufta, and I had to look that up, which is horrible for someone who lives in Ballard to have to look it up, but I think it's Norwegian for surprised or disgusted. Norwegians, you can write to us, conversation@kuow.org, if I got that wrong. Michelle's mom said, attitude is everything. Marcy Silman's mom's best advice, don't get married early. But Marcy told us her mom changed her mind when she was still unmarried at the age of 30. Thanks so much for all of your phone calls. You can continue to share your stories about what mom had to say for you, what her best advice was, what her worst advice was, and Hey, Mother's Day is coming up on Sunday. Give your mom a call. And don't forget, happy it up.